Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, by Right Fit, Sports Wellness and Fitness, and School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today. A couple of fitness sports medicine legends. Gilad Jankowicz starts it off, National Fitness Hall of Fame member. Matter of fact, it's a triple header because I'm also a National Fitness Hall of Famer with him and Gaida. He's the creator of Gilad's Bodies in Motion, which I think is celebrating like its 38th year, the longest running national fitness show. Somehow he swung it from Hawaii. He's in Israel now. He'll be returning. And then Bob Gaida, another Lifetime Achievement Award National Fitness Hall of Famer. Gaida and I go back over four decades. He was my mentor in the world of sports medicine, one of the world's leading sports therapists. He's the inventor of different fitness machines, an author. Then it's the sports doctors in, but first let's go out to Israel here, talk to Gilad Jankowicz, the famous Bodies in Motion. Gilad, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Good to be with you.
Give us some background on you and the incredible Bodies in Motion and your fitness world that you've been involved with all these decades.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity. Well, I started the TV show back in 1983 in Hawaii on a local channel on KHNL in Hawaii, Channel 13. And, you know, I was one of the things I thought I could bring to people's homes was the beautiful views of Hawaii incorporated with my fitness methods, which was, cardio, fitness, strength training, etc. And that's what we did. So we started a fitness show that was basically a 30-minute workout from A to Z. No talk, just full-on workout. And we took it outdoors to the beautiful beaches of Hawaii because from my perspective, it's not just a physical thing, but a mental thing as well. And I think when people see beautiful views, beautiful beaches, sunshine, especially during the long winter months on the mainland in some places, it inspires them. And it helps them, have a good sort of outlook on things and, stay warm during the winter months and stay in shape.
You know, it's amazing, Gilad. You know, the mind-body connection is, if anything, 10 times bigger now even than it was then. And that marriage of you putting together, again, the whole fitness world side of things, your range of motion, your combination of different kinds of training, strength training, and cardio, et cetera. But you added in that, again, that incredible, my friends in fitness always had wondered, how'd that guy get that gig in Hawaii? And the outdoor part of it, that's amazing how even then you recognize what a big addition that would be.
Yes, when I landed in Hawaii and I really got there on a job offer with the fitness center over there, I had an opportunity to do sort of like an audition for them when I was visiting Hawaii with some friends, and they hired me to do a fitness program for the Honolulu Club back in the day in the early 80s, And that's, you know, it evolved from there. I mean, Hawaii is an amazing place with amazing people and amazing environment. And the whole idea of combining the beautiful sceneries, the beautiful outdoors with exercise and fitness, it was kind of like on the, you know, it was the ground roots of what we call today, you know, mental health, physical health.
You know, we pay big attention, Gilad. The word I use many times, of course, I call it the mental game in so many aspects of the sports doctor, but the word mindfulness and the ability of people to, you know, be in the now, be in the present, it's amazing. Again, it's, with the pandemic, it's been 10 times as challenging, you know, in so many different areas for everybody's life. What was your background in fitness? Were you an athlete? Did you play sports? What's your background in the world of fitness and exercise?
Of course. So my background, I had several things in my background. One is I was an athlete. I was a track and field athlete. Where I grew up in Israel, I was I participated in the decathlon back in the late 70s, and I held the national record here in Israel. As a result of that, I came to the United States. My mother is an American by birth. Yeah, and you know, went to California and started pursuing my track competition.
And you know, the last second, I think I thought Mike Harrington, was your one of your tremendous prodigies was on the line. But so you were an athlete, and again, you know, the decathlon is, you know, like the world's greatest athlete with all of the different sports mixed in. So it sure gave you a background in order to be able to, you know, take fitness. You know, what are some of the real areas you feel that the whole area of fitness and training, like for your what's on your show now, what you're doing exercise wise, that is important to you?
Well, I'll tell you, so let me just tell you a couple more things. So background-wise, as far as my own personal thing, was track and field. So I bring a lot of experience from that area. Then I was also in the military service. I was a fitness officer. I was in charge of the fitness regiment of the entire base. So I had that experience behind me, too. It's military training, which is very different from track and field training, as you know.
But some of the greatest athletes in the world were those soldiers, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. So when I came to California, I started teaching at clubs. Eventually, I taught at Gilda Marx's club. She's one of the first that started the, you know, dance exercise type, you know, routines. In fact, Jane Fonda probably learned all of her stuff from Gilda Marx back in the day. And I developed quite a reputation there in Los Angeles in the late 70s, and was able to incorporate. Now I had the track and field background, which also incorporates strength training, etc. I had the dance background from the Gilda Marx studios and the Jane Fonda work. And I had, the military training, which was a completely different ballgame altogether. So when I set out to do my TV show, I wanted to bring something that incorporates everything that I know about fitness from these different areas of my life and make it available and easy for participants at home to be able to follow along in order to give them results and inspire them that everybody has an athlete inside of them. And with a little bit of effort and a little bit of discipline, you can pull that little athlete out of you and make some really, really big gains for yourself.
Well, we had a head start a little bit. You know, the Olympics just happened, as crazy as it was. It's always tremendously inspiring. It's always tremendously exciting. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. So many great guests, so many incredible topics. in all the areas, sports medicine, fitness, wellness. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of things in the world of sports medicine, from surviving high heels to the exciting stuff we're doing with MVP Parent Magazine, so much into the area in the world of concussions, et cetera. And again, we have 30, 40,000 followers on Twitter. A lot of information, a lot of great stuff besides the radio show information at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with fitness legend, Bodies in Motion, Gilad Jankowicz, live from Israel. And you're still, Bodies in Motion is still happening. How many years, Gilad?
Okay, so we've been on air since 1983, pretty much nonstop, on ESPN, on Fox Sports, on Discovery Health. Now it's on JLTV across the states. You know, I have two shows. One is the Bodies in Motion show, which is the original show we started in 1983. And the second one is Total Body Sculpt, which we started in 2005. And both shows run back to back, as well as on my on-demand channel, which is Gilad On Demand.
Yeah, Gilad, what is the best website for people to find out about all your things in the shows that you do?
www.gilad.tv.
Okay, and they would be able to check in, and you know, between the different shows like you're talking about, and of course, hey, you know,
yes,
the pearl that the sports doctor sends you, man, is you got to work those feet and ankles, Gilad, right? You got to work those feet and ankles. You got to strengthen those feet and ankles. And again, my second guest, Bob Guy, I think we sent you rubber bands 40 years ago, you know, give or take. You're a big balance guy also, aren't you? So you pay big attention. Now, again, like you said, your new show with the sculpting and the whole idea of how some of those, the body positioning things, so what are some of the basics of the workouts that you do on TV with both shows? Give us some basics.
Okay, so the Bodies in Motion show is basically, you know, starts with a warm-up. It has a cardio segment in order to raise the heart rate. It has a sculpting segment, and every day we focus on a different body part. So the show is very well designed on a weekly basis. So every week you finish a whole program, the following week, et cetera, and it takes you through this you know, routine where from week to week you see the changes in the show and in your own body if you participate. The Body Sculpt show is a little bit more toning-oriented. It has a lot of work on the core. It has work with some light weights like dumbbells, et cetera, light dumbbells, something that everybody usually has at home. The nice thing about both shows is that it doesn't require a lot of space. It basically need, you know, basically be in front of your TV and need very, you know, for the Body Sculpt, you need light dumbbells is all you need, and perhaps a band or so. And all the workout is basically done on your own body weight and light weights. They actually complement each other. The Bodies in Motion is a little bit more cardio-oriented. The Body Sculpt show is a little bit more toning, core exercises, etc.
Again, the word core, which is such a big deal, regardless of the sport, regardless of the age, and what age groups have been participating all these years, probably from 3 to 103, Gilad?
I'd say probably from 3 to 103. You know, it's very interesting because I have now second and third generation people that are participating with the shows. You know, it's interesting, you mentioned before the mental part of it, the mental health part of it, and the, you know, awareness that fitness brings to your life. And I've had so many people over the years tell me not just that they've improved themselves physically, but it's really, really helped them in many, many instances mentally, and I would say even spiritually.
You know, we tried to call in before, and we weren't able to take it. I think your friend Mike Harrington, our friend Michael, who you were his inspiration to lose like 200 pounds. I think he called it before. I couldn't quite tell if that was the message. You know Mike, right, Gilad?
Yes, of course I know Mike. Of course. He's done a tremendous job, and he really is a really good example of what can be done. He was really
overweight. The man lost 200 pounds, and he's kept it off all these years. And again, you know, who
and
knows?
Kept it off. You know what?
Yeah.
Kept
who
it
knows
off
how many millions of people? Who knows how many millions of people have been influenced, you know, by your shows? And, you know, today, again, more important than ever, it's hard to be aggravated when you're doing exercise.
Right.
Tremendous varieties. And what I always liked about your show, and I don't know how many years I saw your show on Hawaii, a million years. Really?
About a million years.
Absolutely. That's why I was so thrilled that the year I was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, you were getting your Lifetime Achievement Award. I get opportunity to see you again after all these years. But you better believe I watched your show, a million times. And it's amazing, you're right, that, the location made such a difference in someone's attitude. Even, when you were like on the top of the mountain or at the beach, on a mat, doing some of your aerobics,
I'll tell you another thing is, a lot of people don't realize what goes into building a show like that, because we make it look easy. We're out there on the beaches and we're doing our thing.
Yes, you
I
do.
Have a nice cast of talent with me, but I'll tell you that before every production that we go into, it takes about a year to prepare for it. Because I really have to expand and sort of re-educate myself with, trends that are happening.
That's my idea, Gilad. I'm going to add to your programs, and I'm going to add to your programs in the future. Foot ankle. Anyway, give me the website. I can't believe the time flew by, Gilad. Give me please the website again. People can find out about you and the shows.
Okay, so it's www.gilad.tv, and the channel that I have is 24/7. You can watch all the shows you want. Is giladondemand.com.
Gilad on demand. The man is still on demand. Gilad, hold on. We'll be right back. Gilad Jankowicz, fitness legend, Bodies in Motion. We'll be right back at the Sports Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, RightFit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. RightFit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, we are back at the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Bob Guida is going to be joining. The first radio show I ever did in my life, I did with Bob Guida in Chicago all those years ago. The great National Fitness Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Guida, sports therapist, the champion, my sports medicine mentor for like four decades. Professor, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
You are too kind, Doctor. You are too kind. And very much loved.
Oh, thank you. That's great. You remember, Bob, we're back at WKDC in Elmhurst with the great Chase, the Hall of Fame radio host.
KDC, son of a gun.
And, of course, Bob Guida is a Mr. America, former Mr. America, Mr. Universe. I think Bob might have been the only guy who ever defeated Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that true, Bob?
No. I beat him one-on-one. It was his first attempt at Mr. Universe.
I had already been in it, and I was three times
at that particular universe. And I was
Bob, in the late 70s.
Yes.
In the
he
late
was
70s.
18 years old at the
time. Oh, my God.
No, don't give me too much.
I was going to say, I didn't want to overdress it. In the late 70s, I met Bob at what was then called Sports Fitness Institute. A facility, one of the first facilities around the country that used Nautilus weights, a facility that attracted professional athletes throughout not only the Chicago world, but the Jimmy Connors and the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and all of these different athletes came because of Guida's ability to introduce strength training and high performance training and all the different sports. SFI, right, Guida? Talk a little about Sports Fitness Institute.
All the above, storefront, and then all of a sudden you had Nautilus and free weights, and we had every kind of assortment you can think of.
Now,
I was proud of it.
Yeah, right. And I don't know if you invented rubber bands, Bob, but I remember the days we were going to tire companies to have them make rubber bands with resistance bands because you were so enamored with rubber band resistance and you were so enamored with balance. To this day, the instability training and balance training is such a big deal in physical therapy. And I remember you making, you know, with all the different sports, you paid so much attention to balance and stability.
And specific, so you can spot specific certain portions of the shoulder blade, or we could work the foot and ankle specifically. And so sports specific, we could work pronation and
yes, that was the marriage, Bob. That was the your attention to the role of the foot in sports. And my podiatry background was the chemistry that really got me rolling in the whole world of high performance sports medicine, injury prevention. You made so you used to say something. Let me see if you remember this, Guido. again, we're talking to Bob Guido, one of the pioneers in sports therapy, in fitness training. And I'm talking about Bob's attention to the role of the foot in sports. And Bob said years ago, I look at the foot like Von Cliburn's hands. And Von Cliburn was a very, very famous pianist. And so Guido was paying attention to all of those digits and toes. And you remember that saying, Bob?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So you could
be specific.
Yes, well, you would use all of these balance beams. Rubber. I have a slide of John McEnroe balancing on a rubber pad. I had one of your long-term colleagues, Mike Andrews, was on the radio with me, Bob, like a few weeks ago, and he said you gotta say hi to Bob because he was way back when with the Chicago Blackhawks who came to see you and some of the other different teams because of some of your therapies.
Yeah, we had trams for single leg standing on a tram where your foot's vibrating underneath. So there's some things I came up with at the time, and it made everything so much more interesting. You know, where you can say the Nautilus is good, but you know, there's things you can do where your foot is shaking, like on a balance beam, or a beam that is not balanced. When you take a couple of logs and put them together and put them on top of a pad, and then you stand on it, well, your foot's shaking underneath. And so
the famous rollable balance beam, whether we were working with the U.S. Olympic volleyball team, whether it was a Bill Buckner or a Walter Payton or it was a John McEnroe, they would walk on the balance beam. Maybe they were holding on to two free weights. Maybe you put them into a helmet. And you characterize, you know, the mini trampoline, like you said, causes vibration on the foot and strengthen everything. As you were creating all of this instability, wasn't that what you were really, really instituting, Bob?
Well, it was a kinesthetic awareness.
Bingo.
Yeah. You're fancy words at the time.
Well, yes. Well,
we knew what we were talking about, and then you do that while you're standing there, try and catch a ball. Which made it more interesting. So all those things livened up the whole thing of kinesio tonic. Yeah, that was another word we used.
You've always been a neurophysiologist, besides physical therapist or kinesio therapist. You know, you were a neurophysiologist, so you would work with neurologists. You worked with all sorts, with physiatrists, incorporating all of these ideas of preventing injury on the left, you know, the two things, Bob, everybody cared about in the world of sports: prevent injuries on the left and enhance performance on the right. If you want to be two steps quicker, if you want to jump higher, go visit Bob Guida. You know, at sports. Then it became, in the early 80s, we teamed up with some orthopedists and the organization you put together called Sports Performance and Rehab Institute, SPRI, which was a continuation of adding the whole mental side with our longtime friend, the late Jim Vickery, where we were paying attention to the mental game. Right, yeah. Bob?
Another great name.
You know, we throw a couple others. All the years in therapy, Bob, you paid tremendous attention to vibrational soft tissue therapy. You know, yeah. You used that chiropractic G5. What was so important in the area of healing and therapy that you found with that vibrational therapy, which is now a big deal today?
Well, that was to get rid of cramps, like the plantar fascia muscles. You put that G5 or the vibration on those when they're cramped. It helps them relax. And then working up into the plantaris and some of the other muscles, the calf muscles. That works the circulation. And
yes, and you could be very, very light with that. Of course, you know, massage therapy has now become a tremendously accepted area of healing and enhancing recovery, you know. But again, back then, it was really something that I considered, you know, pretty unique, you know, to say the least. Back again when you were seeing, gosh, you know, Tracy Austin spent months with us, and
you're right. Tracy was one of my first. She was just 16 years old, and she got a lot of press. It got me famous. And,
right. But again, you were introducing the fact that tennis players, you know, when we saw McEnroe didn't work out. He didn't know what a workout was. But today, McEnroe talks all about fitness and the side of the physical training side, which I think, again, you made such a big, whether someone was a baseball player, whether they were a football player, basketball, or tennis, if they wanted to be a better at that sport, they needed to be a better athlete. And that's where so much of what you did was coming from, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All the above.
You know, and one of the first things I would watch you do, Bob, when you were examining an athlete doing screening, you would want to see them balance on one foot. And then you would say, let's do a partial squat. And then that would be one of the first things that you would be. Again, those things were revolutionary. But I heard a rumor that you're still 10 years ahead of your time, Bob. What do you think? Huh? What do you think, Professor?
Well, thank you so much. I can say that a great compliment.
Well, I mean it is that, you know, again, you were a bodybuilding champion. So we had our share of bodybuilders who would come by and would want to talk to you about posing and the whole idea of drug-free training. You had so much to do with that because you've always been an educator, Bob. I mean, how do you think we're doing in this day and age, in the world of sports medicine? We've come a long way, baby, haven't we?
Well, I think so. Actually, I hope so. I haven't been involved in much in the what you can call the bodybuilding portion of it, but it's kind of interesting.
We're going to talk more about it. We're going to talk more about this tremendous tradition. We're going to walk more down memory lane with the famous Bob Guida, sports therapist to champions. And we'll be right back at the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking to sports medicine legend, trainer champions, Bob Guida, kinesiotherapist. You know, I don't know, Bob, if you caught the end of the last commercial, Global Schoolwear. That's my son, Adam, with the school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. You know, Adam was doing balance training on mini trams when he was 8 years old at Sports Institute. I can't believe the irony. I'm listening to that commercial. You know, you wrote a revolutionary book, Bob, and called Total Body Training. You came out all those years ago against caution with overstretching, and it was overrated, et cetera. And you, they came after you, man, for that. And you laugh at this, Bob. I have somebody else who now is in that same boat with you. It's Gary Reinl, who wrote the book Ice, The Illusionary Treatment Option, talking about the overhyping of ice. But talk about total body training, where you paid attention to exercises that were harmful. And you talked about a different way to warm up that was far better than stretching. It's total body training. Is that still around, Bob?
Yeah, I've been totally against the concept of quote-unquote stretching. I say if you feel a stretch, you've gone too far. So the idea is to work the muscle until it warms up by itself. Like you were talking about standing on one leg, and bending, and then working into a full squat, or working into a full squat from a one-quarter squat, working without weight, and then working with weight. The idea is that you warm up the muscle, not stretch it. Not making it stretch is ridiculous.
That was a tough sell. That's what I found really, really amazing, because the whole world routinely stretched. That's what was done. This was what was done from high school to professionals. And the fact that there was a more efficient way of warming up, I remember you used to call it dynamic range of motion.
There you go.
One of the revolutionary things, you know, again, in total body training. And I remember that chapter, The Dangerous Dozen. Remember that, where you talked about
you got it, John. Yeah, you're brilliant. Honest to God. So what you're saying is what I was preaching. And then I thought I had converted the world. I thought I was done with it. And then all of a sudden, I would look one day and it returned. And somehow it came back through some secret means. I couldn't figure it out.
Today it's it's even a more big deal. You know, Bob, the reason I co-wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you were my most wonderful reviewers, was the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. And youth sports is a big deal on the Sports Doctor. Youth sports was a big deal with us. Heck, you know, Lysacek, who I always brag about, I can't believe it's 10 years, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, you know, walked on the balance beams and stuff with you and Andrew. So he worked a lot with kids, and the fact that there was such overkill and so much going, we had to learn how to train much smarter. And I think that was one of the things that compounded. There's so much pressure today at all levels. That's why I mention overuse injuries. I include mental sides of things. What better example, Bob, than the great Simone Biles showing that you could be the best in the world and you could still get shaken up enough, mentally challenged enough to go through what she did? It's pretty amazing, that type of combination. So you paid big attention to that connection, even in total body training, I remember.
You got it then, and you got it now. And I'm thrilled to hear you say these things.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, the repetition, Bob, the importance of education. You always made a big deal out of that. Remember you said to me, hey, you want to show some slides in the late 70s? I said, sure. I didn't realize you gave me a two-hour time slot, you know, and I was freaked out. And that, again, but the guy who came to rehab with you, Eric Soderholm, of course, says hello. And the late Bill Buckner, who with the Chicago Cubs and who trained with you guys. And Gary Sensic. How could I forget Gary Sensic?
When you say Buckner, you got to say America, National League batting champion.
Yes. Okay?
So you got to go that extra lane. So
I go two extra.
You know,
the
funny thing about him, he didn't even know what he's doing. You know, where Soderholm was very intellectual. He could explain it, but Buckner, he was
much more introverted.
Yeah.
But you know what Soderholm has now? Bob, Soderholm has Soderworld. Eric Soderholm has become Deepak Chopra. But Eric Soderholm, when we first met him, already had a hypnotist, Harvey Mizell. He was paid big attention to that. And it's funny how right he was. When you talk about the mental game, but yes, all these participants in the some of those sports camps you would have today. Are you still a sports fan, Bob?
Absolutely.
How do you like the amazing growth again in all sports, Bob? Bigger, faster, stronger. So much more pressure on the body, et cetera. Can we keep up with that?
Well, you know, like you said, if you keep in mind what you're doing and you warm up properly, and by proper, it takes more to be proper than meets the eye.
That's been one of the biggest differences in the philosophy, again, was the attention to alignment, for example.
Yeah. Well, posture was a big thing in terms of the stuff that I would emphasize.
Posture. Hey, Professor, every great athlete that you saw, you know what they would say to me? They said, after my training all these years with Gaida, I could swear I'm an inch taller. Because my posture has improved so dramatically because of this balance work. So I wanted to throw that in with you. We're talking with Bob Gaida. The time flew by. I knew it would. Hey, Bob, by the way, again, anything going on with your website we want to mention about any information with you or the book or whatever?
If I think about it, I'll give you a call.
Great, because you know I'll add it. I'll add it to the mix. Again, sure. The professor, he's still 10 years ahead. Everybody, hold on. Hold on, Bob. We'll be right back, everybody. It's a Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, the Sports Doctors In segment. I got to take a couple of breaths here after Bob Gaida, Gilad Jankowicz, these couple of legends in this whole sports medicine, fitness world. As always, we're going to mention some upcoming guests. We always have great guests. Next week, we're going to talk men's health with urologist Cameron Giuscelli. He was on last year. Tremendous information, the importance of men's health, all these different things that men, as well as women, need to be paying big attention to. And then Michelle Rusk, PhD, she's going to, again, talk about mental health. She's going to talk about suicide awareness. She's written and lectured all over the world on this incredibly difficult topic. So, plus the fact she's still wearing my orthotics. So, Michelle will be joining me the following week. Dr. Dan O'Neill is going to talk medicine, futuristic medicine, and ideas. Vijay Stanley, balanced excellence in the world of youth sports, is our other guest. But let's see. We do have a few emails here. Molly says, are heel spurs surgical? Almost always, Molly, they are not. 9 times out of 10, maybe even more conservative. Now, heel spurs, again, are a protrusion of bone on the bottom of the heel that form because of years of traction, pulling, and stretching and irritation of the attachment of the plantar fascia, the arch, to that heel bone. That process often causes discomfort. Now, often it's the process, not the spur itself. So conservative management, proper support, ideally custom orthotics, physical therapy, highly effective in calming down and preventing recurrence of trouble with heel spurs. So if that's the opinion you got, get another opinion. On rare occasion, surgery might be indicated. Sometimes injections, other kinds of therapy, acupuncture, but absolutely not. They're not surgical necessity. Terry says, you know, I'm a jogger. I'm in my 40s. What is metatarsalgia? You know, metatarsalgia is kind of a general medical term, Terry. Inflammation, soreness of the ball of the foot. Metatarsalgia could be the joints. Metatarsalgia can be the ligaments. Metatarsalgia can be other soft tissue. Can be nerve-related, or neuritis might be mixed in. When it's persistent, you want to pay big attention to foot mechanics. If you've got high arches, for example, people with aggressive, excessive pronation because of the shearing force under the ball of the foot that could thin out, wear down the fat pad in that area, orthotics are very, very helpful in the world of metatarsalgia when it's persistent. Short-term, intelligent rest, treatments are helpful. Angie says, my 14-year-old is a serious hockey player. He plays 5-6 days a week. He's got these bumps on the back of his heels that bother him on or off. You know, Angie, a couple things you could do right away. Go to the bootmaker and have them punch out window, if you will, where that bump is on the back of the boot. Figure skates, hockey skates, they can do that. Also, Angie, pay big attention, especially if this has been ongoing and the bump is present, then you want to pay big attention to, for decades I've been putting orthotics in skates when that was the problem. Extremely helpful in stopping the kind of rock and roll of the heel that irritates that bump, as well as that pulls on the tendon. Also, the good news is the same orthotic that could be very, very helpful in reducing that bump discomfort will make your son a better hockey player. Alignment helped dramatically. That's our next question, as a matter of fact. My Lisa says, my 13-year-old daughter is a very active figure skater. So they're talking to her about Taylor's bunions. This is another punch out of a boot. Taylor's bunion is the enlargement of the joint behind the little toe. And the typical bunion is the big toe dislocation and bump. Taylor's bunion is less aggressive, but sometimes problematic. Enlargement of that area, almost always related to excessive pronation or rock and roll of that area of the foot. And that can rub and cause irritation in the skate. So I'm going to tell you the same two things we said to Angie, which is to have the bootmaker punch out that area, see podiatry, and talk about there are, again, we put orthotics in skates all the time, streamlined, they work very, very well. Sometimes you have to go to a specialist, sports podiatry, for that. The good news is very, very helpful. Sometimes we pad the area. Rare occasion, especially in young adulthood, we might see in adulthood, sometimes it's a surgical problem to smooth that area down. But at 13 years old, again, you combine those two situations, and that's going to be the answer. Again, quickly, in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharky Zartman, her segment, Sports Parenting 101. It's such an important topic. You know, we talk about it on the Sports Doctor all the time when we're talking to psychologists and we're talking to mental trainers. The explosion of the world of mental training that we all experienced in this past Olympics. Simone Biles' mental coach over the years was my guest the week before she wasn't competing and the story exploded. Rob Andrews, who contributes to hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But Sharky in the first segment talks all about picking proper coaching, levels of coaching, even dealing with abuse, these kinds of signs. I used to always call them Svengali coaches, especially in the club sports. Again, gymnastics is famous, figure skating, dance, where we would have, and now soccer, tennis, again, where you have serious 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and there's lots of different pressure to do more, to be more physical, to be more athletic. And the mental side, again, is a big, big deal. There's no bigger topic in the guests I have from around the world on the Sports Doctor, whatever their field is. Topic is mental health. The problem is to be paying big attention to these kinds of stresses that we're all dealing with the pandemic scenario. So everybody stay educated and stay safe. Get vaccinated. Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. Thank you.